Hello, welcome to Witch Dogs podcast, The Bagpipe Power. Happy 2012. That was a Angus MacKay tune. It's quick. I only played it once as part of a bigger set, but could not get it out. Anyway, that was Phil the Stoop. It's been kind of a busy couple months since the last episode. Went to Williamsburg, so we're going to have some music from Williamsburg in Virginia. And then we're going to have some Tiernan on. Yeah, boy, I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong. Anyway, he was a totally awesome dude to talk to via email. I'm going to throw some Porridge Men on. I wasn't able to get in touch with them. I'm not sure if they're still touring around or together, but emailed them through their MySpace page, which seems a little sketchy, but anyway, not that their MySpace page was sketchy, just trying to contact someone via MySpace seems kind of sketchy because it's so long ago. We're going to have Nick Sunsdahl's Whiskey Island tune, which is that same piano piece that I had on some of the reposted episodes from long ago that he's tweaked and improved on since way back when. So let's get off the ground here with the Porridge Men. The reason I'm playing this is they play McGuire's Jig. That album is just incredible. The Porridge Men. You should check it out if you haven't already. If you don't own Planet Porridge by the Porridge Men, I think they only put out one album, but oh my god, it's awesome. I was, you know, just putting this together, listening to it again, and could just listen to that thing on repeat over and over and over again. So Gull Ravage, I think is the name of it. There's a look here. I'm listening to a new, to me anyway, John McSherry album here. Gull Ravage. Yeah, I found these guys, I think I picked up their album at a Highland Games once, when I was younger, and it's just awesome. I bought, I think, two or three copies of it now. I lost the first CD and then had to get another one, and I think I might have bought a digital copy of it too. But anyway, it's awesome. Porridge Men, Planet Porridge. Buy it, download it, make it part of your life. I feel bad. I feel like this episode's going to cost y'all a lot of money, because every album I'm talking about, if you don't own already, you should go out and buy, and you'll thank yourself for it. So without further ado, here's the Porridge Men, Planet Porridge album, Gull Ravage, featuring McGuire's Jig, which we played last time on the show. Cheers. ridiculously awesome. Like I say, check it out. I think, let me just look here. I think you can get it on iTunes. Oh, this is going to take forever. What a dumb thing to do. Is anybody else's iTunes store just ridiculously slow? Porridge. Or maybe not. Huh, okay, yeah, not on iTunes Store. But what about Amazon's guy? Obviously. I actually got Planet Portage way back when. When I was first doing the. I just spelled Portage on. Awkward. Yeah, okay, so you can download it on Amazon for. Not too bad. Why is this so difficult? I'm doing a terrible show right now, aren't I? Okay. $9, you can download the whole album. Do it on Amazon. It's just too freaking good. Time and time again, I keep on going back and realizing that there's tunes that I have stuck in my head or that I've learned without ever seeing the music for, and it's totally from listening to them over and over again. They did the 93rd, 93rd at Modern River, or 91st or 95th, whatever. They do that tune, they do The Duck, they do Seagull. Donald Cameron's Powderhorn, I think, here called this breakdown. But it's great. It's great stuff. Great piping. They kind of have a little bit of the Scottish synthesizer going on, but the album was made in, like, 97. That's crazy. Anyway, so next we're going to have Nick Sunsdahl back on. This is his set called Whiskey Island, is what he's calling it. Like I said, it's just this little bit of thing that I recorded him doing when we were hanging out at my buddy Hans's place for his birthday. And it's awesome. I mean, it's not bagpipes, but I was there. I saw it. I'd be bored. Yeah, so I'll throw a link to it. And anyway, like I said, enjoy it. Cheers. And this has been more of Porridge Men in the background, so check out that album as well as Nick Sunsdahl. Although I think this album that he's linking to is... He's got some other band. Dude's got so many musical projects going on. I can never really keep it straight. But he's... got a lot to check out. I'm doing a good job of promoting him. Makes Whiskey Island. Let me just do a search for Whiskey Island. I'm sick. It's gonna be my justification for all this nonsense. Yeah, it didn't work. Bart Noir or something like that, I think, is what... I'll put a link to it on the show notes. I don't really understand, or I don't know enough about the project. Oh, that was gross. Sorry. Bart Noir... that's the name. He's got a couple of tracks of music that's clearly him. So I think he's even got some from his Love Demo. Jesus. Alright, whatever. Whiskey Island. It's awesome. Enjoy it. Thanks, Nick. Bye. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Nick. So, yeah, as I was in Colonial Williamsburg for about a week, which was awesome. If anybody hasn't been there, check it out. You got Williamsburg and Yorktown and Jamestown all right there, as well as about a dozen other historical sites that we didn't go to. It's been feeling pretty awesome down here in North Carolina and Virginia and stuff, doing some research and found some pretty cool stuff out. Planning to go to Scotland in April, and hopefully there to make some contacts and maybe record a live album or something like that to finally do this whole bagpipe album thing that I want to do and should have done for years. So that'll be rad, but not quite sure how that's going to work out. We're looking at going for 2 weeks and probably heading to either flying right into Glasgow or London and then heading out to the Isle of Skye for a couple days. And Laurel's got some kind of friends of the family over in Fraserburgh. We'll probably head up there, hopefully, and check those guys out and see the Culloden battlefield. And I don't know, after all the mound tour and stuff, there's just too many sights to see. At first, we're planning on going for a month, but I don't think we can afford that. So the 2 weeks is going to be like 2 weeks, which we can afford, and then I can justify spending $1,000 on like antiques or bagpipes or something. So looking forward to that. Anyway, Williamsburg was a rad experience. There was quite a bit of music, really. We saw, like, they did one session that was evenings night, you know, a whole night's entertainment compressed into 40 minutes or 30 minutes, but there's some music in that. Sorry, a bit of a distraction there. So anyway, yeah, Williamsburg was freaking rad. Lots of cool historic stuff there, but cool thing too, we went to the Bruton Parish Church there, which is old as all get out. I mean, it's been renovated since then, but it's still an active church, and they put on an evening performance. Rebecca Davey, or Becky Davey, who's got all kinds of degrees in organ performance and whatnot, but she did a whole night of, I think it must have been about an hour, maybe, of harpsichord and organ performances. And some of my favorite stuff is the harpsichord. I mean, organs are cool, but, you know, you just don't get to hear harpsichords very often. But she finished her harpsichord set with some Handel stuff and finishing with his jig and G. I think a G. I don't know. I heard it before by Tiernan, so we'll have his version of it on here too. But anyway, it was just rad, and she was totally cool. Amy Miller asked her if she mind if I posted it, and she's just really nice. So thank you, Becky, and thank you, Bruton Parish, and you know, check out Williamsburg if you get a chance. They do great history there, and yeah, they definitely don't pull punches, really, you know? Like, I mean, maybe it's because it's Black History Month, but there's some really impressive and powerful slave dramas, and just in general, kind of, oh yeah, like, I was thinking about that church, like, the Bruton Parish Church where this was recorded, you know, was the church that, you know, the wealthiest people in Virginia and the government would go to worship. So, like, people who own people are probably buried in there and worshipped in there. But at the same time, it's also where, like, everybody in Williamsburg would have gone to pray during, the day of fast and in solidarity with Boston's harbors being shut down, kind of in the lead-up to the Revolutionary War. So it's, like, this revolutionary city, right, and this revolutionary site, but it's also where people own people. It's weird. Totally weird. But anyway, so this is awesome music. I'm not going to play. I'm not posting all of it. It's part of her gavotte set. She did a gavotte with like five variations, and her harpsichord had like a lute stop, I think is what she called it. I don't know. There's like a button you push, and it puts a leather pad on the string, and all of a sudden it sounds like a old school lute. So it's a rad tune. I think I got a little bit of that into the clip I'm going to share with y'all. So. Anyway, thanks again, Becky Davey. Thank you, Williamsburg, and nice folks at Bruton Parish. Yeah, check it out. I've been listening to the song on repeat last night like crazy. It was so good. so good. And that brings us to Tiernan. Tiernan, I get, like, just, I love having a podcast. Like, I was able to, you know, just getting the excuse and the chance to email these people that are, like, you know, like I say, they're like my Mick Jagger. So it's rad. Tiernan, I'm so sorry for pronouncing your name wrong here. Tiernan O'Dwinchen? I gotta learn Gaelic. This is ridiculous. But anyway, Tiernan emailed him, and he was totally cool with me posting some of his music onto the podcast. So first I'm going to start with a clip from his album, Cole is Pube, or Chol is Peeb. I don't know, man. Cole, like Cole Moore, Chol is Pube, Peeb, like Peebrock. If it's Peebrock, then it's got to be Cole is Pib. Right, Peeb? I don't know. It's a rad tune. I assume it's a joke. C-E-O-L is P-I-O-B, you know? Like, come on, it's clever. It's like saying music is bagpipe or cool is bagpipe. Anyway, it's rad. It's a joint album, too. Oh, it's kind of funny. Right now in the background, I've got the 6 Days in Down, the John McSherry kind of joint project. But one of the reasons I bought it, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like, I bought it on iTunes or Amazon. I think I had to buy it on iTunes because it wasn't on Amazon yet, but they don't give Stephanie Mockum any cred. Like, she totally records on, I think, 1 or 2 songs, and she's just awesome. I think she's Tommy Mockum's niece? Does that make sense? But she's an incredible singer, and so this album, Cole is Pube, is Peeb. Oh, balls. Is Stephanie Mockum and Tiernan. It's probably, like, half and half. It's just such an awesome mix. Like, it's another album that I can just listen to over and over and over again. The first time I drove from Minnesota down to North Carolina, like, it just lived in my CD player. And not that I'd be like, I would listen to my iPod most of the time, but when the channel would get messed up, you know, because I just had a little FM transmitter in the car at the time, I would switch over to CD. And so it meant that, like, if I was driving, it was just cool. Like, that's kind of how I've operated for a while, is switching to a CD when I can't get my iPod to work in the car. Until now, I've got my folks got me an awesome stereo that I can plug my iPod right in with an auxiliary cable. Anyway, so I'll switch over. It's just, and, you know, generally deal with it until I get out of the city where it's hard to find an FM channel to transmit on. But I would find myself, before I realized that, I'd listened to the album like 3 times all the way through. And so every time I listen to this album, it's just like, it's cool. Like, every track has some kind of physical location memory for me too. But this album isn't how I first heard Tiernan. I first kind of stumbled across him on YouTube, and totally seeing his performance inspired me to try to work on my regulators again. It's a cool dude. It's a cool album. Cool as Pib. Pube. Check it out. This is, I think, track 5 off of it. Handles Jig for keyboard and G. Again, it's just totally rad. Yeah, I feel bad. I'm totally, everybody's losing money, because if you don't buy this album, you're a fool. You can get it on Amazon for like $8. It's worth it. It's worth every penny. iTunes might have it, but it's probably a little bit more. And screw Apple, right? I probably shouldn't say that. Maybe I should. I don't know. Anyway, check it out. Here he is doing Handel's Jig and G. It's just so good. All right, bye. Garden. This is cool. So then the next thing I'm going to play is actually not from his album, but just a clip off YouTube. Like I said, you should really check out the album, because Stephanie Macam's voice is just awesome. At least you heard a little bit of it off John McSherry's album, but it's rad. Yeah, I've already bought one copy of this album for somebody else for their birthday. Happy belated birthday, Barrett. You know, it's actually going to be probably Jay Mather's birthday by the time I post this. It was just on TV. Woohoo. Yeah, this is a totally rad album. Anyway, that album aside, what really got me going nuts was seeing Tiernan's YouTube clip of playing his pipes. And the reason I'm using the YouTube video is he records the tune on his album too, Tommy Peoples, but it's just not quite the same. Like, I think there might have been a couple videos of him floating around playing his set that I'm linking to or that I'm posting on here. But it's just seeing it live or seeing the recordings of it and the way he does it is a little bit different than he does on the album, and it's just too incredible. I just never thought of using regulators like that. And so yeah, this is the song that inspired me to sit on my butt after work for hours. I think probably 4 or 5 hours. Like, for a week, it's in the middle of the summer, or it's like late summer, so we'd finish work at 5, and I would leave at dark after having played sometimes just this one tune all night, trying to figure out how to get the regulators to sound like Tiernan does. And it still doesn't, right? I mean, I can't play it. My regulators don't work right now, and I only got my chanter down here. So yeah, Tiernan's, he's a machine. It's awesome. I think he's totally got the Seamus Ennis, you know, bone structure thing going for him, though. Like, he's got some long fingers. It's awesome. So anyway, this is going to kind of finish up the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks again, Tiernan, and thanks, Rebecca. Thanks, Porridgeman. Thanks, Nick Sundahl. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Angus MacKay. No Neil Dickey tune this week. I was looking at one, but I just want to get an album. I just want to get a episode out, and I don't want to half bucket. I don't know. That I was going to say like half. I don't know what that phrase means. I'm still a little sick, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, here's Tiernan doing his YouTube set, which is Tommy Peoples Reel is the one that's important to me anyway. I can't quite remember. I'll link it in the show notes. Oh, yeah, it's just awesome. I'm just sitting here listening to it myself. So check it out. Enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the discombobulated nature of this episode. Like I say, heading to Scotland in a month, maybe heading up to Minnesota to try to make some money for St. Paddy's Day and get good bagpipes. Anybody that's got some cool hookups in the UK, let me know. I'm hoping to talk to some people in Dunvegan Castle and maybe record in the castle on the Isle of Skye. That seems like a bit of a stretch, but I think I can hope, right? Anyway, cheers. Thanks for listening. We're going out to I'll Start Over, this Tiernan song from YouTube, his track. Totally rad. Watch the video. It's cool to see his regular video. Enjoy!